Hey coach, I'm just curious, at this point in the season, is there anyone specific who you feel has exceeded your expectations coming into the year?
Good. I mean, Lola, we talk about a lot. I think we knew always had the ability to score goals, and that was definitely her strength. But yeah, I think just the consistency she's been able to perform with, obviously for a freshman and all the stressors that get thrown your way in college, the maturity that she's brought and leadership and how she's contributing to our environment every day has just been definitely pleasantly surprising to see. Yeah, I think Kira too, obviously being a freshman defenseman isn't an easy job, even more so a little bit more stressful, but she's really stepping up too. So I think in that way, what we thought they would bring skill-wise and type of players that they were, but to see them be able to handle the stresses of their freshman year and to perform at this stage as quickly as they are, really cool. And Vogt is I think she came out strong. And this past weekend we saw that again. And I think Vogt's just been has been really great for us this year and has been playing well.
Brendan?
Yeah, coach, it's kind of a similar question. Just 6-3 right now, just with your preseason expectations, just were you expecting to be 6-3 at this point? How does that match up?
I didn't do a hard record prediction, but I'm not surprised. I'm happy where we are, and no, I knew this group. I knew this group could be competitive, could win any game that we show up, really. But it's nice to see that we're building a confidence, an identity, and a system, and a way to just go weekend to weekend and hopefully keep building off of it. But obviously happy, but I wouldn't say I'm super surprised.
Sam.
Yeah, coach, obviously, Sydney, Alex, and Lola had kind of built some momentum, it felt like, on the third line going into Syracuse. What was the thought process behind kind of switching them up? And then what did you see from Kaylee, Anna, and Lola against Syracuse?
Yeah, Lola had a little bit of a fall in practice, so we were managing some stuff with her throughout the week. So just felt the lines that ended up kind of coming together throughout the week of practice. Had built some chemistry and just figured we'd slot her in a easy spot that we always know we can make adjustments in game. And but I think it's pretty cool, and it makes my life easy when you're talking about managing your players when your leading scorer can score from the fourth line. I don't know how much argument anyone else has. So, but always try new things too.
Eli?
I guess looking forward to this weekend, Providence is in a little bit of a similar spot, I'd say, to you guys. They've had some similar results against, Maine and Northeastern. So I guess just what are you guys as a group looking for in terms of, maybe separating yourself from a team like Providence?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's going to be a great opponent, and we're excited. I'm really excited to see where we're at in a great conference matchup, and a team that's going to be tough to play against. So it's going to be a great benchmark, and I think to be able to do it back to back 2 days, be strategic, bring our game, but at the same time, adding that mindfulness of the opponent's strategy and being able to solve those problems throughout a weekend, is kind of where we're going, and having that type of ability as a group, I think, is only going to help us long term, but it's going to be a great test.
Bridget.
Hey, coach.
Hi.
Nice to see you again. I have a few, but I'll just ask one now so that everybody gets a chance. Coach, I wanted to ask you about Callie. So obviously last year she dealt with some injury, missing time with injury, and this year she looks really good so far. What have been her strengths so far this year, in your opinion, and how much has she helped you guys get those wins?
Yeah, I mean, just all the details in her game. She's a professional through and through, great person and leader in the locker room, and she lives the high performance lifestyle every day, and you're seeing the result of all the hard work, continue to pay off. And for her, just the timing, a lot of the times in your career, it's the right timing and being ready to meet the moment. And I think you're seeing it all kind of come together for her. I think her post play, her athleticism, her skating, all of that stuff is really lending her to have confidence in the net. And I think that's, you know, as a non-goalie person, as much as I like to think I'm learning, but I think that presence in the net's everything, right? It's, you can win hockey games even if you let in a goal. And I think the timeliness of her saves, her compete and composure is all really helping us.
And the second part of my question about Callie and your goaltending is just, is there any sort of maybe load management plan for her just because of the injury that she suffered last year? Is that something you're cognizant of when you're deciding on a goalie each week?
Yeah, not injury wise. I think, you know, I'll let the medical team let me know if I should be concerned, but she's healthy. But I think I'm always thinking about load management in general with goalies, with players. It's a long season. And, you know, you want to peak at the right time and win the right games, but you also have to, you know, build a record in terms to set yourself up for success. And so always balancing that short and long-term plan. You know, getting Mari in this past weekend was great. And, but I think she's definitely done enough in her career and with her fitness that she's not providing a lot of concerns for me at this point.
Joe.
Hey, Coach. So just on the topic of goaltending, just want to get your thoughts on just kind of the matchup heading into this weekend. I mean, obviously, Callie's been fantastic to start the year, but Providence with Hope Lewinsky been also pretty informed to start the year. So just kind of your thoughts on the matchup there. I know you talked a lot about your offense being goalie proof, but yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good test for sure. And I know, and Providence, they do have a pretty progressive offensive structure too. So I think you might see some similarities, but yeah, this is a chance to put it to the test. You know, I think we've identified the differences and strengths in our game where opportunities off the rush look different from coming out of your D zone than it does out of the neutral zone. And how do you create those quality looks and sustained pressure? How do you make your power play threatening? But yeah, we're going to have to create those quality looks and against a team that plays hard. So it will be a good way to see if we can, you know, have that come to fruition.
Sam.
Yeah, Coach, I do want to go back. You know, the last time we were able to talk to a player was, you know, the main series, and Callie said that, you know, she fully believes that you guys can win a national championship. You know, now being 6-3, 20 of your best starts in like a decade, how does the belief in the locker room compare to what it was last year, you know, your first year here?
Yeah, it's a night and day, to say the least. It's really cool. And I think the coolest part is like they're believing in themselves and their ability to manage themselves. And that's just a great and sustainable place to be. And I think that's what we're shooting to learn every weekend. Like, yeah, the on-ice product and the strategy and the details. And yes, 100%. But every week we debrief how they debrief. Like, how did they solve problems in the locker room? They always do it before we even come in. How do we focus on what's important to get the win? Yes, there's no such thing as perfect. So how do we focus on the things that are going to allow us to get the win at the end of the day? And then, you know, debrief after. So I think it's the mentality, it's the leadership and communication, it's the environment that they're creating. And I think that's the belief. They're starting to feel that on top of the fact that we're like, oh, we're good hockey players. It's, oh, we can manage ourselves too. And things are a lot more fun when you're being a professional. So that part's been fun and it makes it way better for me. I get to nerd out and strategize and, you know, just work with them and not have to worry about all the other stuff. So that part's been cool.
Bridget?
To kind of follow up on that, Coach, a little bit, do you think that getting those votes towards the polls and then potentially if you have another good weekend here, being able to jump into the polls in the near future would really validate some of the feelings that your team has in that capacity?
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to celebrate success and to have some of that external reward. Obviously, it's a long season and to get some of that is never a bad thing, right? Funny enough, with when the USA Hockey one came out the first time, I battled with whether or not how much energy to give it with our group. But I did acknowledge it, and I think it's good to acknowledge. But very quickly, I said, we want more. We want the whole thing. And this is just the start. It's going to be a long journey from here. So.
Eli?
You have a player who's obviously very familiar with Providence and Lindsay. Have you kind of seen maybe a little more excitement from her this week in going back to play there, or just maybe her maybe taking more of a vocal role this week being that she has been there, has played with a lot of these people before.
Yeah, good storyline to hone in on there. But yeah, I actually just grabbed coffee with her today, and I was curious to see too how she was feeling. What a professional this young woman is. She's excited to see her professor. She's excited to see her old, like, there's no like, yeah, we got to beat him. Or like, it's just so even keel. And that leadership, I think you're seeing through and through. And I know parents probably coming down too this weekend. So a lot of good stuff. But yeah, she's pretty even keel young woman. And I think she's excited and for all the right reasons, not too high or too low.
Go ahead, Joe.
So obviously you guys had the two big road trips early, both with Minnesota and then Syracuse last weekend. How important is that for like your group as a whole to kind of have those long road trips to kind of, whether it, you know, be morale wise, chemistry wise, or just, you know, any other reasons there?
Huge. Yeah. I'm a big believer in it. And the timing of them worked out this year. I feel like as you're constantly reflecting on, okay, did that plan work? How's it going? Yeah. Minnesota was great. And then I think this past weekend came at the perfect time, right? We're starting to feel good about ourselves. Obviously we're on a bigger stage over at Aganis and things around, there's a talk around BU, but just get out of the city, go to the middle of nowhere and just be a team together. And the environment that they're creating, it's okay. Do we enjoy each other when no one's around? It's not about all of the bells and whistles in a hockey game. It's just enjoying each other, defining success for yourself. And, you know, I think it proved timely and telling that that's the case. And the organic shared experiences, I personally love a good bus trip. They might get annoyed with me by the end of it, but they're starting to like all those like funny things that just start to happen and become a thing. It's starting, that's for sure.
Bridget, I know you had one just before.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to ask about, because you talked about the culture of your team and kind of being close-knit and being just having all those personalities in the room. I'm sure that gets accentuated on the road trips with what you guys do, but also it being Halloween, do you guys have anything that you guys are doing? Like, are the personalities coming out? Is there some sort of theme that you're planning for this weekend?
We hit it early this week, spooky series. We did it a little early on Monday. Always a good time. They dress up, do a little 3v3 tournament was the theme, and they did good. But what's cool, I think, this year, I think you always can tell it's like, it's never too high either. It's like just a hum of like unique diversity, personalities and voices. And I feel like that hum has become pretty consistent, but something like Halloween always makes it fun.
Sam?
Yeah, Coach, you know, you guys have won the last five straight, obviously, but, you know, the last four have been pretty close games with Maine and Syracuse. I'm wondering if there's anything on the ice, especially that you feel your team can really improve upon or you want to improve upon specifically.
Yeah, for sure. We've really been looking at essentially just how to create out of our battles, right? It's not just about like making contact or eliminating the opponent's opportunity, but it's earning ice all over the puck. It's earning space around the puck to make first touches. It's earning that space and doing it in a balanced way and then reading off of each other. And so you're going to those spaces before, you know, you're not reacting to it. And so I think that's a natural and fun thing when they're buying in at this time of year that you can work towards our spacing in the offensive zone, our being predictable to each other so we can play fast and execute when we make those first touches. So I think that offensive quickness in terms of our puck movement can really be an upgrade that we look to instill this time of year.
Brendan?
Coach, you mentioned her earlier, but Christina Vogt, three assists last weekend. Just what can you say about her playmaking ability and how that's added to the offense?
Yeah, I think the confidence to hold on to the puck, we're all grateful for because she is great at it and she's doing it while taking information, while moving her feet, like just such a great playmaker. I love that spot for her on our power play. I think you saw that she was able to distribute effectively there. Having her as the quarterback, right? Kind of moving down the wall there and it's she's doing great. So today she had a drill in practice where I couldn't believe the puck was still on her stick when she came out the other side of a battle, but it was. So I think leaning into her strengths pretty effectively, it's been cool.
Bridget?
Last one for me is just about special teams. And you guys, you and Providence both rate in the same area power play percentage wise, but they haven't scored the last few games. But you guys have you liked your consistency on the power play? And also, I know that you have a really aggressive penalty kill. Does it feel like people are buying into that?
Yep, for sure. PK wise, I'll start, I guess. But yeah, like the buy-in's there. I think we're going to keep trying softly different personnel too, just getting experience and making sure that we can go into our depth if needed. I think, you know, we all know the Welkies can kill a good penalty, but so I think that part, adding some more nuance and layers, I think the cool part about this time of year and being in year two especially is they have the bandwidth for it, for the detail, what way does the opponent shoot, what's their shooter on their power play, like having a little bit more awareness that way. Obviously we're still going to do what we do well, but I think they have the bandwidth for strategy. But on the power play, I think the consistency of what I'm seeing right now, which is the best part, is, again, and you're going to think I'm repetitive, but their mentality. Like, they're learning how to not get too high or too low on it, be curious about what's working. A lot of the times, it's you're playing the long game. Like, you want to win, you know, the war, not the battle. And so you go into the first power play and you don't score. Instead of having that be, oh, it's not working, it's, well, what was there? And how do you then make adjustments? And or how do you, you know, try one thing enough times that you get them thinking about it and then you win the long game? So it's cool. They're starting to have more of that approach about strategy, which I think is cool. And yeah, hopefully they can keep it going.
Go Sam, then Joe.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about Maeve Kelly. Obviously, she scored her first career goal against Syracuse. As someone who's kind of flown under the radar now, a junior, from your perspective, what do you think she does especially well on the ice?
She might model our standards more than anyone else I've ever seen. Wow, she is just such a hard worker. Works her butt off in the weight room. Obviously, an amazing skater. But she... I think she's just being even more present this year in terms of like trying things offensively. Like, she's so talented and it's cool. Like, she's running with a lot of our first touches, and especially like she's, if you look at her and her and Maggie, like they're breaking the puck out faster than I've seen any. And so she's spending more time in the offensive zone, which I think is cool. And now it's just adding those layers of, okay, no, what do we want to do before we get the puck? And I think you're starting to see her play with a little bit more of that poise and confidence on the blue. And it was a nice play to be able to kind of drag down the side there and shoot against the grain. And I'm predicting a lot more from her, funny enough. Never too late to peak in your life.
So obviously jumping back into hockey's play this week here in the early goings, you guys are sitting in first, but you know, what's your team need to do the rest of the way in order to, you know, keep up at the top of the standings there?
Yeah, scoring some more goals might be a way to do it in a less stressful way. No, but I think just keep using our strengths, make them our strengths against our opponents. Every opponent has a different identity and way of playing, and just being able to make adjustments as we go. But I think being able to, we're starting to realize that building momentum is effective, and it feels a lot more fun to play hockey when you have the momentum on your side. So, you know, I think realizing that the habits are a staple, and it's actually what allows us to play with the skill and offense that we want. So, yeah, I think just continuing to build that momentum and set each other up so we can score some more goals.